disturbing investigation. A former Klein ISD teacher is behind bars accused of trafficking her own high school students.
And her 22-year-old son also charged in this case. Kathy Hernandez is downtown.
This is crazy.
What?
Good afternoon. Kedria Grigsby waived her court appearance, but they still discuss the disturbing allegations against her. The hearing officer set her bond at $750,000. Klein ISD says that she was a cosmetology teacher at Klein Kane High School.
Is that even a
Investigators
class?
Say she recruited her own students and was working with her son on what they call a prostitution enterprise. 42-year-old Grigsby is now charged with three counts of trafficking a child and three counts of compelling prostitution of juveniles.
You sure they weren't just prostitutes? They was, you know, like
they went to the school.
They went to the school. These was kids at the school, bro.
But they were setting it up.
But was it prostitution or was it like shipping the kids?
No, I mean, if you're enticing them into prostitution, that's a form of sex trafficking.
Oh, okay.
Because you're
okay.
Trafficking them into sex work.
They had my mind going crazy for a second.
Well,
sex work.
I mean, sex trafficking is not just like kidnapping people. There's like a broad spectrum of crimes.
Okay. They're basically pimping the kids.
Don't think of it so literal. Just know, like, when you hear sex trafficking, someone's being abused.
Yeah. It's crazy to think a teacher just say, use her authority and then say, come home with me.
Look at this on the left, bro. I'm sorry, bro. He just looks like he's just not going to be a successful person.
Yeah.
They call a prostitution enterprise. 42-year-old Grigsby is now charged with three counts of trafficking a child and three counts of compelling prostitution of juveniles.
That's a new school.
Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says the case involves three teens, including a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, and 17-year-old who were reported runaways. Investigators say Grigsby helped her son, Roger McGee, who was arrested in November 2022 for the trafficking of children and compelling prostitution. Grigsby allegedly recruited troubled juveniles from local high schools by offering them a place to stay.
Wow.
In court today, we learned investigators found text messages between Grigsby and her son and the three victims discussing payments of, quote, prostitution fees and where to transfer them. They say Grigsby paid for at least one hotel room, and as an officer was inside that room investigating, one of the victims walked in but ran out and got into Grigsby's car. Klein Kane High School sent a letter to parents yesterday calling the news unsettling and saying they've placed her on administrative leave. The district said it, quote, has no intention of allowing this individual back to Klein Kane or any Klein ISD school. The district tells us she was hired for the 2019-2020 year and passed a state background check at the time. Parents we spoke with are upset to hear what was happening at the school.
I'm glad that she was caught, for sure, but I am shocked and appalled that the school didn't know. How did you not know that this woman was involved in this kind of stuff? And maybe they need to dig a little deeper when they're doing their interviews and their process of hiring. That's serious. That could have been a lot of kids.
For someone to say they're going to help somebody and then do the opposite and put them in a bad situation is just horrifying. It's really scary for our kids.
In court, we also learned she lives with her husband and two minor children. Prosecutors say they do expect more victims to come forward and more charges to be filed.
So how many kids she...
Reporting in downtown Houston, Kathy Hernandez, KPRC 2 News.
That's insane.
I got a question.
The parents.
Troubled ones whose parents didn't...
Were runaways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
But what I'm trying to figure out is how did the son... who was already charged with this in 2022. Y'all say I shouldn't judge and this and that, but if your son is charged with that, I'm looking at you weird and I don't want you to be a teacher in my school.
That is true. I'm sorry. That is very
true.
You're too close to that. Yeah.
Raised the someone who would do that, clearly, and he did it again. That's what you get for just a home.
That's
let him go.
Crazy, bro.
Let him go.
I feel like there's a lot of weird teachers. Like, they don't really... I've seen a lot of... A terrible teacher.
It's because,
get hired.
You know why? Yeah, I think it's because we have a shortage in teachers because we treat teachers horribly. So now, they're just looking to get teachers. They need teachers so bad. And then you got people like this, evil ass people, who are teaching cosmetology. Never seen that at any school I've ever been
to.
That's what she was, a cosmetology, a makeup teacher.
You never had
teacher.
That in your school?
No, hell
we
no.
Didn't, we didn't have that in my
That's
school.
That's a waste of a class to be 100.
Y'all never had that in
school.
You
don't school. Need to go to, nah. that shouldn't be a class in high school. I'm sorry.
Nah. That's crazy. So y'all didn't have a
That's
class.
Dumb as hell.
We had home ec.
We had that and that.
That's probably the closest
we
thing
had.
We had
that.
Cosmetology, and she don't know nothing. Can't you just go
What's
get
cosmetology? Is that like makeup?
Hair, nails?
I don't think you blame the school.
It's a lot of stuff.
No, you can't blame the school. You can't.
All beauty
but
stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I'm blaming the state for allowing the person, not that the dude state. On the left, let him go. If you get caught sex trafficking, you should get 10.
What are they about to say? If they defend her, I'm leaving.
They're not.
I swear I'm leaving. Okay.
The most horrendous stories we have ever had to deal with in my history as an activist. We're talking about a teacher, a trusted servant teacher on a high school campus recruiting prostitutes from her students.
Wow.
To work for her son as their pimp.
Wow.
This teacher, Miss Grisby, was allowed to remain on this campus after it was brought to the school administrator's attention.
Wow.
That this was taking place.
Wow.
In February of 23.
Whoa. Wow.
This was brought to their attention.
Not
but these same administrators,
the school.
Instead of thoroughly investigating the complaint, they retaliated against the teacher who brought it to their attention.
So a teacher
when
was
I spoke
snitched
with
in
the district
and they got
the
on
other
butt.
Day.
Wow.
I said, how could you not know
sad, bro.
Or tell the parents
Somebody
about
need
all of
be
this?
Prosecutor as
they
well.
Swore for God that they did not know. They swore for God that they had no information about this until law enforcement called them and said, we're going to arrest Miss Grisby today. Well, I say to Klein, Kane administrators, you a damn lie.
Shame
we
on
got
them.
The proof. Where's the dog?
Shame
Open
on
it
them.
Up. Yeah. Open it up. Let me show these lines.
They got the text
here at
messages.
School. And we want all the parents to see this. Here's a complaint. Back in February 23, a sworn statement by the teacher that named Miss Grisby, that named what law enforcement brought to her attention. Wow. Law enforcement went to her house about her daughter, who was one of the victims, and she came the next day and informed the school of what was happening in detail in the statement about the prostitute ring. Who's the teacher that was involved? And the young man's name that was involved. And the school district took a statement in the office with the principal and the district representative.
She need a
son. And now you lying snakes want to tell the public that you have no idea about Miss Grisby. Oh no, that's a lie. We got it right here.
February 23.
We got text messages.
Over a year.
Where she's texting back and forth with school administrators talking about what she brought to their attention. But yet they did nothing. The principal should be terminated.
Hell yeah.
Facts. You gotta clean
it
up.
And I would say to the police chief,
this situation.
Why they never brought it to your attention? It was brought to their attention. We got the documents. It was brought to their attention in detail in February of 23. Why they didn't do a duty, brother, to speak to you as police chief? You should do your job now and start indicting these officials at this school for failure to notify. They didn't notify law enforcement, and they did not notify the parents.
Wow.
And as parents, they had a right to know that their children were a part of a prostitution ring. And you left the teacher after
the
report was given. After the case number with Harris County Sheriff's Department was given.
People who think
you left that teacher
makes me hot.
On this campus to a few days ago.
Electric chair.
She was allowed to remain for a few days ago. This don't pass the smell test. All of y'all should be fired.
Hell yeah. We forgot. So he got arrested in 22 for this. Then in 23, someone comes out and says it. That's two things that happened.
I'm surprised.
And they still didn't do anything.
But I'm not, bro, because I've seen not a situation
sorry, bro,
as bad as
y'all
this.
Y'all can call me as bad as you want. I'm not hiring someone who your son got arrested for prostitution. I'm sorry. Y'all can say, oh, you're wrong.
Insane.
You judge. I don't care.
I don't care. It is a lot of schools in Houston, bro. They need it. Like you said, it's a shortage on teachers, bro. I'm
okay,
not
but brother.
Like,
and then anybody but, okay, so whenever something is like something that's serious gets reported, and y'all don't even tell the police. Y'all did y'all own investigation. Who investigated? Who at the school is investigating that? Y'all are professional investigators.
Well,
y'all need to let the professionals
do
the professionals.
Charged. They're not, I mean, bro, that's a principal problem for sure.
The principal.
That
better
me.
I feel like the district
that's a whole administration
problem. I wouldn't give her a long sentence, but the principal, you getting charged? Anybody who really getting charged?
The fact that nobody
well,
spoke
I can't
up.
Say
and
they
and y'all
get
too,
charged.
I don't care. I am. Maybe I'm harsh. But y'all too or on the bottom, y'all getting a long time.
Hold on. So you feel like the administration should be charged?
I think these type of crimes.
I feel like they should just lose their job.
If you didn't do anything, if someone comes to you,
I feel like they should.
And they say my child was almost sex trafficked,
and you do nothing.
You didn't tell the police. You didn't even tell the police.
What did you say, bro?
Something has to. He said they should just be fired and not charged. I think
for
they should
what?
Be charged.
For
I think
this?
They should be charged. They
not
should
them.
Be
charged. I'm talking about the principal.
The principal.
The principal should be charged.
I'm charged with the principal.
They should be charged.
I'm charged with the principal. Well,
I think they should.
Unless the principal is a part of the ring.
But she knew. And she didn't say nothing. That's like you come up to me and tell me that you murdered Lil Johnny over there and I don't go say nothing.
Well, I'm just, I'm going about my day. They just went about their day.
That's a problem.
And I think that happens a lot, guys.
That does happen. That's a big ass problem.
These public schools are scary.
You don't
scary.
Want to make your kids
scary,
go to school, bro.
That is scary, bro. That makes me want to homeschool my kids.
So, a teacher really persuade her student then just to actually.
But there were runaways, bro. It was easy.
She exploited them. She took advantage of them. She manipulated them, and basically she sexually abused them.
Can they please get long sentences?
She was complicit in their sexual abuse. Like she hired her son, who is a convicted sex trafficker. They collaborated in sex trafficking, and someone reported this, and nothing was done.
Dang, that's two strikes.
That is.
That's two strikes before this.
Oh, no.
They got to shut down.
That doesn't make sense to me.
From the top down.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
A lot of people
got to get in trouble. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
I don't think the school is a part of it.
Yeah.
That's why I said charge the principal.
It's a
you don't
got to
give no big sentence, but you should be charged because you knew.
This in spring?
You knew.
Yeah, it's like a
and you didn't even say anything. If she would at least pass it on to the police, and the police didn't do anything, then it would have been out of her hands. But you didn't pass it on to the police?
Yeah.
Come on.